Welcome to the Whole Damn Vibe podcast. I'm your host, Steph Wharton, and I'm on a mission to help folks realize you can have a life that's a whole damn vibe. You can create more white space in your calendar, take up new hobbies, and do more of the things that make you truly happy. Tune in as we discuss all things taking up space, making scary decisions, and unapologetically breaking the rules to build the business and life of your dreams. Conversation with you about creating success and the number one skill that I believe is required as business owners to create that success. And I do say create because I genuinely believe that everything that we do, how we show up, the beliefs that we hold, the decisions that we make in our life, in our business, the people we connect with, the content we put out, every single decision that we're making, every single thing that we're doing brings us one step further to creating the kind of business that we want to build, right? To creating the kind of impact and the change that we want to leave behind as our legacy in the online world or in person. And ultimately, it helps us shape our life the way that we want to lead it. If that means that you want to be an entrepreneur, amazing. If you want to do corporate, wicked. If you want to have a million different businesses, hobbies, side hustles, whatever that might be, amazing. But ultimately, you get to create whatever lifestyle you desire in your own way, in your own terms. And I do believe that there is, to a certain extent, like an ultimate kind of like skill required in order to do that. And I'm not talking strategy here. I'm not talking like, ooh, you need to have, I don't know, a website in order to be successful, or you need a coach to be successful, or you need this magical strategy or whatever. Like, no. It's none of that. It's really more going down like deeper to the core of who we are as entrepreneurs and what's required in order to be an entrepreneur, right? Because let's be honest, not everybody is cut out for entrepreneurship. Not because it's like a super hard thing, although yes, entrepreneurship is hard, but it's not because it's harder, it's a super thing that only smart people can attain to. No, anybody can be an entrepreneur, but it does require this kind of like innate skill, which you can develop and hone in through entrepreneurship in particular, which is being immensely resilient. Now, where this thought came from, because I'll be completely honest with you, I mean, I know resiliency is needed. I coach my clients on this all the time, but I just had a conversation inside of my weekly co-work and network fiesta, where we hang out every Tuesday at eight. That's way too early for me. We hang out every Tuesday at 10 a.m. PST for about 1 to 2 hours. And we usually spend about 30 minutes just like chit-chatting, bonding, like really just hanging out, really, in all honesty, virtually through a video call. And then we spend 30 minutes in quiet time, very focused and just getting shit done. We tackle tasks within our business. Some people do laundry and tackle house chores, whatever that might be, right? But it's just a chance to sit there and body double with other business owners, other entrepreneurs in the online space, and just do things in community. And then the remaining half hour to an hour, we usually vote on how we want to spend that remaining time. And in today's session, I was talking with somebody there and they asked me a question around one of my programs, right? And we were having this conversation and I'm answering their question and telling the story and all these things. And one of the things that they reflected back to me, it's like, oh, I love how you're showing up for this. Like, I love your energy and just how you're handling this entire situation. And something that it really kind of like lit, I have this like light bulb moment, which is, yeah, I'm really frigging resilient. And what I mean by that is that in any instance throughout my business, if something hasn't quite worked out the way that I hoped it would, I did not let that mean anything about me. I mean, I'm not just 1000% all the time super freaking confident that I just believe everything's gonna work out and everything's gonna be amazing, right? Like, I experienced doubts just like anybody else. I even told my coach once, as I was like planning to launch a specific program that I had launched before, and I was like, look, if this one launch doesn't go well, like if I don't sign up a bunch of clients and like get to like run the program, like let's pretend nobody signs up, right? We were like kind of playing like what if scenarios. I was like, I don't think I can do this again. I don't think I can put this much effort, time, energy, love, excitement into the entire planning process, the content creation, the showing up and launching if nobody signs up. And I mean, we talked about that in that moment, but that was just like a thought that kept coming up for me. And it had come up before with different offers at different times where I was like, I don't think I can do this again. But every single time once I launched, regardless of whether I signed one client, 10 clients, zero clients, after every single launch, maybe not right away, maybe it took me a second to just like ground myself, either celebrate the launch, celebrate my growth, celebrate the clients that came in, all the things. I always ended up coming to the decision or realization that I would, in fact, be willing to do that again, even when signing zero clients into the program that I was promoting. And that is what resilience truly looks like, right? It's when you pour your heart and soul into something, and unfortunately, it doesn't go the way that you had hoped, but you're able to look back and see all the amazing things that you did, see where you get to refine, to enhance, to go deeper, to go all in and to do it again, because what you do matters so much and you're so damn passionate about this that you're willing to do it even if nobody joins, and you're willing to do it even if just one person joins the program. And I think that outlook and that ability to believe in yourself, to believe in what you do, goes such a long way, right? Like that skill of resilience and self-belief is so powerful when it comes to just being an entrepreneur in general and being able to continue to wake up every single day and put in the hard work that goes into building your own business and to create success. And it was really cool to be able to have this conversation. And it made me realize I've done that so many different times throughout my business, whether it's launching programs that welcomed in zero clients. That's not talked about enough. But then signing zero clients and then turning things around and either relaunching the same program or launching something different and then signing 10 clients, 15 clients, 25 clients, right? Like I've actually done that for myself where I go from zero to 100 so freaking fast because I'm not letting it mean anything. I'm not sitting and sulking. I mean, sure, there's a certain, there's, what's the right word here? I would definitely encourage you to sit in the emotions, right? Be like, yeah, that freaking sucked. Like you worked so freaking hard for this and it didn't pan out the way that you had hoped. Absolutely. Like throw yourself the pity party, right? Like go through the emotions, cry if you want to, like blast some music, go watch a really sad movie, whatever it is that you need in order to get into the zone and like really feel that out and like honor that grief, if you will. But then move forward. What can we learn from that instance? How can we go all in and do it again? And I think that's something that I'm actually very proud of, that I'm able to go from having a launch with zero or one client joining to then launching again and signing multiple people, up to 25 different people who are so freaking excited to invest in you and to join this program. And the pride that comes from that, right? The pride that comes from not giving up and from really believing in like trusting yourself to do it again and again and again and again, even if it requires 3 times, 4 times. Like how many times are you willing to go in on your dreams until you reach the kind of results that you want, right? Until you reach the kind of impact that you want to create. And I think that says a lot about people. There's people that can't do that, and that is totally okay, right? Like we all have different comfort levels when it comes to how much we're gonna put in or how much, let's say, rejection we're willing to put up with or to experience more so. And as you build that level of comfort with being resilient, with receiving rejection, with having to do things again and again and again, despite the lack of validation, you grow so much as a human being. You grow so much as an entrepreneur. Like I can think about it even in my speaking journey, right? Like I've gone through seasons where I don't receive any invitations to speak. And as somebody who prides themselves in being a speaker, I wear that identity very proudly and loudly, right? Everybody knows that I speak for a living. Everybody knows that I coach clients and mentor clients on their speaking identity and help them amplify their impact through speaking engagements and through just taking up a lot more space in the online world, in person, and so on. that for me, right, it feels really jarring to all of a sudden not receive any speaking invitations. It almost feels like I'm starting from zero. And it's like, wait a minute, now I have to go out there and pitch myself? Well, yeah, Steph. Like, yeah, no shit, you gotta pitch yourself. Like, nobody is above pitching. Nobody's above putting themselves in the rooms that they want to be in and asking for the things that they want. And you get to do that. So then to go from, let's say, going an entire month without any speaking invitations, no speaking opportunities, maybe even some of my pitches going unanswered or being straight up declined, to then doing the damn thing, doing what's necessary in order to turn that around and booking 14 speaking engagements in 1 month alone, right? That is the resilience that I'm talking about. That's the passion and the just straight up desire, motivation, like inner motivation to do what's necessary in order to create the level of success, in order to create the results that I want in my business and in my life. And I think that's just such an important conversation to be having, because we see a lot of the narrative in the online space where it's, hey, like hit, I don't know, 6 figures in 6 months, or I know that one's been overdone, but it's the example that's coming to mind, or whatever, kind of like reach a certain level of financial success within a certain time frame, or do X, Y, Z, and then receive this kind of result. And a lot of them are very much, they feel like they're very fast paced, right? Especially when you see other people celebrating their fast paced results where things happen in record timing. And I think it's really important to share the other side of things too, because one of the things that I strongly believe in my business and in my life a lot especially, is the fact that I'm extraordinary. And it took me a really long time to really tap into this belief and this inner knowing that I am extraordinary. I went through a lot of narratives where I felt like I wasn't enough. I didn't know all the things. I had to always do more in order to be enough, to be worthy, to be able to create the results that I wanted. But eventually, through a lot of belief work, through a lot of inner work, I was able to enter this state where I genuinely believe that I'm extraordinary and I get to create extraordinary things in record timing. So yes, that can mean signing multiple clients in record timing. It can mean moving across the country, quitting my job within 30 days and starting a business and doing all these amazing, like life-changing things, right? Like getting married, having a baby, like all these like milestones that I see in my life, all these different journeys that I've gone through that literally happened so freaking fast. But I can also honor the fact that there's duality in that, that you, as you're listening right now, that gets to be real for you too, right? Like you get to tap into the belief and the knowing that whatever you desire, you get to create right freaking now, while also knowing and believing and trusting that it can take longer and it is okay because it is coming. No matter what, no matter what the timeline is, whether it happens today, whether it happens tomorrow, or whether it happens in a year, it is happening. And when you tap into that belief and that knowing that it's going to happen, like it's inevitable. It doesn't matter what you do, when you do it, it's going to freaking happen. You show up with so much more certainty because you trust that no matter what you do, you're going to be putting in the work. It's going to be the right work. It's going to be so freaking perfect. And it's going to get you to that success, that reality that you so deeply crave. And if this is something that you're like, this is refreshing AF, like I want somebody in my corner, honestly, like I'm the coach for you. I'm not just going to be like, hey, trust the process. It's coming. 100%. There's going to be a lot of self-trust there, but we're also going to be working and navigating through the rougher parts, right? The parts where you got to wait every single day. And like, when is this happening? And that is freaking okay. There's a duality. I'm able to hold both for you because I've been able to hold both for myself. I'm able to hold both for my clients, both the immense success when things happen and clients are booking their own clients, when clients are hosting in-person events that are well attended, when clients are signing contracts for amazing speaking opportunities, and also the other side of the coin where their clients are waiting and they haven't received an inquiry in several days or even a couple weeks, or when they haven't booked that really cool speaking opportunity and the application got declined or they just didn't hear back, or when they tried to host an in-person event and nobody freaking signed up, right? We work on both ends of the spectrum. It's the ability to celebrate every single milestone, to celebrate every single win you experience, while also holding the uncomfortable feelings and the unsupportive thoughts that pop up when it's like, oh, things aren't quite working out yet. but yet is a key word because you're so freaking resilient that you're going to do anything in order to create that, because that's something that you desire really deeply, something that you're really passionate about, something that's meant for you, right? So the skill required to create the levels of success that you're craving comes down to resiliency and to believing in yourself and believing in the fact that no matter what you do, you will create extraordinary things in record timing. Ultimate Speaker Experience. This is a series of three programs that take you on a journey as you confidently embrace your speaker identity to amplify your impact. The vibes are all about speaking on stages, making five figures from one event, and starting the movement to create real change in the world. There's Visibility Tour, a challenge where you embrace your speaker identity for 30 days to attract speaking engagements out of the blue. Then there's the Speaker Identity, a mini mind where we curate your speaker portfolio and map out an intentional visibility strategy to attract clients out of the blue. And finally, the Speaker Experience, a mastermind where we'll amplify your brand, leadership, and speaker identity as you step into your most sustainable and impactful business model yet. Ready to create more reach and revenue than ever before without sacrificing rest? Apply through the link in the show notes right now or DM me the word speaker on Instagram to get all the details and to join the speaker movement.